Chapter 18. Our Beloved Self. Perfection can be found in and by the heart of anyone who is ready to look for and identify himself with it. Seeing reality by reality, purity by purity, we know our consciousness to be our only world. It is here we live, move, and have our being. Our consciousness is our king and our kingdom. As king, we are to rule out every imagination that exalteth itself against the love we have for God, our beloved self. If only the truth will make us free, then only the truth must we see and be. This seeing requires full surrender of wrong vision and feeling, whether toward ourselves or others. This will be easy to do if we love the perfect in its way of self-perfection, above and beyond all else, and if our heart leaps to obey our beloved self. Seeing the perfect by the perfect fulfills the eternal promise, "The pure in heart shall see reality." How can we be pure in heart unless we are pure consciousness? Perfection is spontaneous when we have identified ourselves as this consciousness and have no other gods before me, after me, or beside me. This explains the statement that heaven is within us. Our entire universe of reality, and everyone and everything in it, is not external to us as it seems, but is consciousness alone. Therefore, make no attempt to change person, thing, or condition. Know yourself. Remain true to the perfect and real, seeing nothing contrary anywhere. When we live in our consciousness as our only world of reality, we live in perfection. We are inspired. We are free. To us, it is no longer a matter of changing others, even to see their perfection. We revert back to ourselves. We ask, what am I seeking? What am I feeling and believing? If we discover that we are not conscious of the real and the perfect alone, then we must become conscious of the real and the perfect then and there. It may be helpful to ask oneself, do I love my beloved self sufficiently to be this self and no other? If we feel grieved about ourselves or another, troubled or worried, then we are not identifying ourselves completely as the perfect self, so as to see only the perfect in our world. When we are worried or troubled, there is a shadow between ourselves as separate beings and ourselves as God. To remove the shadow, there must be one consciousness only, God, our beloved self. Our concern should never be about another, but only that we see no evil in our world, no iniquity. Then the shadow vanishes, our peace passeth understanding, our heart and mind are at rest. When we hear again of the other, it is good tidings. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. In the past, we may have thought of God as in heaven, as something called divine mind outside of us, or some being other than our own. Now, in this age and day, we know God to be our beloved self, our perfect life, mind, being, our pure consciousness. We know now that we ourselves are the one who must be of purer eyes than to behold evil. To the extent that we are able to do this, we live in heaven. Our world is one of peace, happiness, and blessedness. Those who think it to be too difficult a thing to do, to behold no evil, are thinking with a mind of their own. Human reasoning is the beggar's rags. The heart can see that this is possible. It is the way. Where is the God of the Old Testament, and where is the God of the New? Where is Moses? Where is Jesus? And where is Christ? What is God now and today? By this time, you should be able to answer these questions for yourself. Who is the eye that will make darkness light and crooked things straight? You and I are the eye. What is nearer than our breathing, closer than our hands and feet? Our consciousness, our beloved self, is our breath and is our hands and feet. Our consciousness we have with us always. It is we who separate ourselves from it. Our pure consciousness is the God who shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. These words are true and faithful. Our pure consciousness is our king and our kingdom in its supremacy, love, and might. Our pure consciousness is our reality, our Lord and our God, our Jesus and our Christ today. Our pure consciousness is our way, our door, our life, our world without end, our beloved self.